hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Is Sparta McLeod. Get it? AKA Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about the news that Peter Mensah has possibly joined the cast of Snake Eyes is Justin Blind Masturbator Bell. So without further ado.
It's more harder than it sounds, by the way.
Is it
in
now?
More ways than one.
Is it now? So without further ado, let's get stuck into this hideous news burst that we've already started. Earlier today, Henry Golding posted a photo on his Instagram with a number of the cast from the upcoming Snake Eyes movie, and one significant addition took us by complete surprise. Peter Mensah, famous for his performances in a number of films and television series, including Spartacus and 300, appeared in the group pic, revealing that he was in fact in Japan with the rest of the cast and crew of Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. Golding tagged Peter in the post as well, suggesting that he is part of the cast, and that just makes us tingle at the thought of Mensah being the blind master. Of course, there's no official confirmation of who Peter will play as yet, but odds are pretty strong with the blind master based on the ethnicity of the original character in the comics. Justin, first off, pretty interesting reveal by Henry Golding here. Do you think we will see Mensah as the Blind Master, or do you have any other ideas on who he might be playing?
The Blind Master certainly seems like the most logical choice. I mean, just based on his appearance and kind of the crowd he's hanging with,
yeah.
And we know it's an origin story. So
they're in Japan, so obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
With Henry Golding posting this, it doesn't feel like an error or a mistake. Like, I feel like there's the, you know, he's not going to post that, or they're not going to allow that to be posted if they're trying to keep Peter Mensah's character under wraps, or they're trying to keep him as an actor part of the, you know, the film under wraps. Is there a possibility here he could just be tagging along friends of certain people in the crew? I mean, is there another thing here that we're missing, or is he pretty much, are we looking at a cast member here?
I would assume we're looking at a cast member. I mean, if anything is possible. I mean, he might be in Japan filming for a different film and just happen to be on the same movie set. But, you know, judging by the fact that most of the folks in that photograph are cast members for the Snake Eyes film, I think it really makes a lot of sense that he probably is too. And he's got the kind of stature, whereas, you know, I wouldn't necessarily see him getting top billing or necessarily making headlines online for being a cast member.
Yeah.
So there could be more reasons kind of why he slipped through the cracks, not so much they're keeping it secret, but
sure,
just that, you know, he's not necessarily a household name, so they just haven't, you know, because we all know there's a lot more stars than what have been announced so far, or not a lot more actors than what have been announced so far. They just haven't really told anybody who they are, whether it's because their names aren't big enough or their parts aren't big enough, and that might be what we're dealing with here. Just the Blind Master doesn't have a huge role, maybe, or whatever character Peter Mensah is playing may not have a big role, whoever it may be, which I think we're all assuming is the Blind Master, but it just may be that sort of circumstance.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been... I mean, the last film he did was a direct-to-video Scorpion King movie, I think, where he played Drazen. But he was in... He has been in TV shows as of last year.
Yep.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in 2018. He was in a show called Departure in 2019 as well. So it's not like he's out of the loop completely. But also, a couple of things that popped up that I wasn't aware of was the fact that he did the voice for Predaking in Transformers Prime in 2013.
Really?
And also for the Beast Hunters, little kind of Predacons Rising movie film, TV film. Well, I thought that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, yeah.
I would say I know him, like, more famously for Spartacus, where he played... Is it Onomaeus? I can't remember his name now. I think it is Onomaeus. And really, like, I mean, that was an intense kind of show, He was brilliant in it. But also as the messenger in 300, where he gets kicked down a well. Hopefully,
yeah, that's probably his most famous...
yeah, getting kicked
the guy
in the...
actually being kicked by... by Leonidas, yeah.
But when I think about this character, especially in Spartacus, I could see him as a really good blind master.
Yeah, and according to his Wikipedia page, he's been studying martial arts since he was 6 years old, so he's obviously got that sort of background.
Damn, man. Are you excited for this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's one of those actors where, you know, as soon as I saw his face, I'm like, okay, I've seen him in a lot of things, you know, nothing that really jumped out at me. Obviously, his role in 300 is relatively well known, even though it wasn't necessarily a major part.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw his face, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's you know, it's one of those typical, oh yeah, it's that guy who I know I've seen in things, but I don't know what things those were. And I went through his whole IMDb page, and I can't quite put my finger on where I really recognize him from. I think it might be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know, but I've certainly seen him before, and he's very familiar to me, but I don't quite recall exactly where from. But yeah, I think it's a good casting choice. He's not a huge name, but he's obviously got some gravitas. And if he does play the Blind Master, like Wikipedia says, he's an accomplished martial artist. So I think that's entirely possible. And I think it'd be a good role. You know, he's not a huge name actor. He's not going to break the bank, but I think he's got some good skills. So yeah, I'm on board.
So we've got Hard Master. We've got possibly Blind Master. Nothing yet about the Soft Master.
Yeah, I haven't seen any fat guys cast yet, so what's up with that?
We need to get some fat. I'll do it.
We're the fatties.
Also in the post was Eri Ishida, a Japanese actress who's been kind of attached to the film just recently. Do you think she might be playing something like the Soft Master? It just ran through my head like, maybe they might add a female master in there, or maybe even Granny.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible. You know, these days, you know, there's definitely a sense of inclusion in Hollywood, and wanting to make sure that, you know, roles that might have previously been male roles are offered to anyone who might, you know, be accomplished enough to play those roles, whether they're male, female, whatever. So yeah, it certainly is possible. I could see that.
I could see it being the grandma, the granny master. What's her title? She's also a master in the current IDW run.
Yeah, and I don't remember what.
Well, she always has like a brick in her bag, and that's basically her weapon, is like a friggin' brick filled handbag, which is nuts. So we've got the kind of like the structure of the Arashikagi kind of growing by the day.
Exactly.
And yeah, I must admit I'm getting very excited for this, and I'd have to agree with you on the fact that Peter Mensah is one of those, he's one of those kind of like, this is no disrespect to him, because he is actually a very accomplished actor. But also, he's definitely not, he's not like you say, a big name. But at the same time, you just recognize him because he's been in so many things that you've seen, but may not just been at the forefront. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And again, I can't ever unsee him getting kicked down a well, which is really harsh. Hopefully that won't happen.
That's clearly what he's best known as, whether he likes it or not, probably.
Chris is Sparta. Right. okay, well, Justin, thank you very much for jumping on to quickly chat this breaking news of a few hours ago. Obviously, I'm back in the United States now. I was in the United Kingdom. Popped into Boston on the way through. Hung out with the Boss Fight crew, as you do. Why am I rhyming? Why am I rhyming everything? I'm not Roadblock. And yeah, and so now I'm back in the US, and it was in the airport when this broke, and I messaged you, and I was like, Justin, do you wanna do a news burst when I get home in like 6-7 hours time?
I'm like, you're absolutely crazy, but sure, why not?
Yes, I am.
I'm complaining because I've got to walk down the basement stairs into my office. Meanwhile, Chris is flying across the country in an airplane.
I literally traveled.
I'm like, oh, come on, I got to walk like 8 feet. Give me a break.
Yeah. In any case, thank you for jumping on, mate. I appreciate all the effort
absolutely.
You put into going down your stairs.
it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.